From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Britain grounds all flights returning from Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. The move follows British and U.S. intelligence reports suggesting the Russian Metro jet that crashed last week, killing all 224 people on board, was downed by a bomb. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Britain is the first country to halt all flights out of Sharm el-Sheikh following Saturday's Metrojet crash. At a news conference with visiting Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, Prime Minister David Cameron said he was acting to protect the 20,000 British tourists scheduled to fly home from the Egyptian airport during the coming days. Britain has sent security teams to Sharm el-Sheikh to check security measures. Henry Ridgewell, London.
President Barack Obama says he thinks there is a possibility a bomb destroyed the Russian jetliner over Egypt. In an interview with the Seattle, Washington radio station Thursday, Mr. Obama said U.S. investigators and the intelligence community will be working to find out before any more definitive pronouncements. Tanzania's new president, John Magufuli, was sworn in Thursday, despite continuing disputes over the October 25th election. At a swearing-in ceremony in Dar es Salaam, he promised to implement pledges made during the campaign and appeal to all Tanzanians to unite. The recent election extended the long-time rule of the CCM party, both in the presidency and in parliament. The outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, says the ceasefire it declared with Turkey ahead of the country's elections is over. The PKK attributed the change in policy on Thursday to what it called the government's focus on war and its latest attacks. This is VOA News. NATO's Secretary General says the alliance must counter a Russian military buildup. Jens Stoltenberg says Russia is bolstering its military forces from the Baltic Sea to the Mediterranean.
The question on our agenda now is how to overcome, how to deal with the increased anti-Axis air denial capabilities of Russia.
Speaking Thursday during NATO war games in Portugal, Mr. Stoltenberg said the Russians have concentrated military forces in Kaliningrad, the Black Sea, and the Eastern Mediterranean. He said that could give Russia control of key areas and limit access of the United States and its allies to certain regions. A number of Islamic State militants were killed, and some militant communication links to Syria and Iraq were destroyed in a multi-day assault by Afghan and U.S. forces in eastern Afghanistan. The attacks took place in Nangarhar province. The international humanitarian group Doctors Without Borders says an internal review of last month's airstrikes by U.S. forces on its hospital in northern Afghanistan shows no reason why the facility should have come under attack. Here is General Director Christopher Stokes.
We're still expecting and hoping to get a really detailed version of what happened that night and a clear explanation, because all the information that we've provided so far shows that a mistake is quite hard to understand and believe at this stage.
At least 30 people were killed in the airstrikes. Last month, the U.S. accepted full responsibility for the bombing, which came after Afghan forces called in U.S. airstrikes against Taliban fighters thought to be firing from inside the medical compound. The outgoing U.N. envoy for Libya urged that country's rival leaderships to stop blocking the democratic process and vote on a political agreement laying out the composition of a future unity government. Bernardino León told the U.N. Security Council in his final briefing Thursday that while there's been progress recently toward resolving outstanding issues, such as representation of the parties in the new government, there's still no formal acceptance of the agreement. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi says if her party wins elections this weekend, she will take a post above the president, thus skirting a ban on her holding the office. Aung San Suu Kyi held a news conference Thursday in which she announced her plan but did not elaborate. Chew on this. Seattle, Washington is about to steam blast a popular tourist attraction into oblivion. The gum wall, located at the Pike Place Market, will be blasted clean later this month. The gum is 15 centimeters deep in some spots. People have been sticking gum to the wall since the 90s. The tradition began when theatergoers started sticking wads of gum to the bricks while waiting in line. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.